The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Are you sure you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Got his microphone up in the,
yeah, I forgot
up in the skybox there.
I forgot to get ready here.
Your neck's not that long.
Yeah.
So who's our sponsor?
Hey, yeah, we have a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The sponsor.
Our sponsor.
You told me not to forget.
But you forgot.
No, I remember.
Okay. Our sponsor today is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere tractor dealer here in Reading and surrounding areas. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. They're also a new Honda dealer. They also carry the Honda generators for if our citizens here in California. It's mandatory.
If you'd like to make your own power since PG&E. He's not allowed to do it.
Yeah, if you live in California, you have to.
We can always wait for Gavin Newsom to fix it, though.
Yeah, he's going to.
Because he's amazing.
I have a lot of faith there.
Please sign the recall, by the way.
Yeah. So, stop by and see the folks there at Pape Machinery. They'll make a great deal on a John Deere tractor or lawn and garden equipment, riding mowers, zero turn mowers, push mowers, you name it, they've got it. And you can reach them at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
Yeah, there you go.
That's the business end of the program. We will be taking breaks to celebrate capitalism today, though. So, you know, we've got those about every 15 minutes. Because capitalism's a good thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And also, you can find everything about the program like 10 years. I think we actually crossed the 10-year threshold. So we are at wethepeopleradio.us. We're at .net, .biz, .info, but some chucklehead has the .com and won't give it to me. They want a lot of money. I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, one of those.
We're we the poor people, so we won't be buying the .com.
We the poor people radio.
So, you know, some wealthy benefactor wants to buy the .com and give it to us. You know, hey, we'll be we the grateful people. Kind of blow with the wind. I should stop now.
I got no pride, yeah. Let's move on.
I'm kind of tired today. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have a really cool guest today. I know you're thinking, good grief, this is going to be a waste of time. No, it's going to be awesome because we have Professor Cynthia Ayers. I think we're calling her professor. I am, anyway. I was going to call her doctor, but she got cheated out of being a doctor. She might want to tell us the story. It's an age-old story that those of us who are conservatives have all experienced in some form or fashion. But she serves as the deputy to the executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security. Ms. Ayers is a national security threat analysis analyst and consultant. Hold on here. My microphone keeps running away. I need to bring tools next week. Every time I start talking, it goes up and I can't read what I'm reading. Okay. Let's try that again. For real. She's a national security threat analyst and consultant, having retired from the National Security Agency, that we would call the NSA, in 2011 with over 38 years of military and civil service combined. This is where it kind of gets... Okay, that's pretty interesting, but this is where it got interesting for me. Her intelligence community career included a position as the NSA representative to the DCI's Counterterrorism Center at CIA headquarters, where she worked throughout the attack on the USS Cole and the 9/11 crisis. Her government service culminated in an 8-year assignment as the NSA's visiting professor to the U.S. Army War College. how cool is that? We've never talked to somebody from there, so that's kind of exciting. Where she taught electives on contemporary threats to national security from an intelligence perspective, cyber warfare, terrorism, etc. I'm not really sure what etc. means after you've started with cyber warfare and terrorism. Apparently, the sky's the limit, literally, as well as military applications of artificial intelligence. She advised students on research concerning strategic intelligence, counterterrorism, cyber warfare, and critical infrastructure protection. And she comes to us by way of Dr. Peter Pry, that we have had on discussing EMPs and power outages in California. And if you missed those programs, one of those was last week, and it'll link you to the previous ones as well at wethepeopleradio.us. So I'll hit some other things from Professor Ayer's bio here later in the program, but we don't want to cheat her out of this. I've also posted some of her articles. Terrific. I think the first one you should read is the first one I listed, which is Atlas Almost Shrugged. And if you've never read Atlas Shrugged, well, there's still time. It's a really famous book. It's easily accessible.
Well, after you read that article, you'll go out and buy a copy and go read it.
I know. And as a former English teacher, my goal was to make everyone read Atlas Shrugged, and now it's finally...
And yeah,
unfortunately, it's become a documentary.
It's happening.
Yeah, boom. So, Dr. Ayers, now that we've completely bungled that beginning... I know you got in late, too, so...
Not at all bungled. I love the way you guys present. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's not like real radio where we try to be professionals and everything.
Oh, no. I shouldn't read it that way.
That's so tedious. You know anybody can do that.
Ends with a lot of chuckling.
Sound all grumpy and, you know.
Oh, the left is very good at sounding grumpy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Love you.
Aren't they, though? They are the grouchiest people on earth.
They are, yeah. I don't know to what extent a person can live with themselves with being negative.
I think
negative.
It's not a vegetarian thing. I think it's the lack of meat.
Yeah.
That could be.
That's a miserable way to live.
It is.
Living in a world with no meat. Make me grumpy, too, I guess.
Yeah. And no way to get your frustrations out other than bash conservatives. Like,
and then there's that. Yeah, no guns, no meat. Yeah, there's. Yeah, what do you do for fun? I guess you bash us.
Yeah. It seems to give them a never-ending supply of something to do.
Yeah, that's true. And we hide right out in the open, so we're terrific targets.
Right.
I didn't know where you wanted to start today, but I've got to say the Atlas Shrugged article was terrific.
Oh, thank you.
And it, for anybody who has read that book, it just, I don't know, the longer we go, it's really weird. There's a convergence happening between the movie Idiocracy and the book Atlas Shrugged. And who would have ever thought those two things would ever come together? But in a really weird way, it's like that's kind of what the world is looking like these days.
Yeah. I actually, as the article states, I picked it up after having ignored it for quite a while, but in high school, I believe it was, and we were allowed to read little portions, or we were given portions of it, and then I bought the book eventually. Never really read the book. I had it laying around collecting dust. And then I realized that some of the things that I'd read in high school were interestingly real now. So I picked it up and started re-looking the entire thing. It was amazing because, 500 and some pages?
It's like 1,300. I'm not sure what your copy looked like.
Yeah, I know. It was large.
it's ginormous. I would always encourage people, don't buy it in paperback. It makes your hands tired.
Right.
You know, holding on to it. Just get it in a big old, get like an old library book version. It just lays open for you and you can just read along.
Yeah.
But I tell you, you never forget the people. You never forget how much you hate the bad guys, how much you love the good guys. It is a true study in society, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. And just how where socialism can take an entire society.
Mm-hmm.
Once it takes hold, it won't let go.
Yeah, and for those of you who have, just from little personal experience, have a relative who doesn't really see the socialism part, would never say that they like that, and is really very conservative, but thinks that they are on the left, kind of, although they really don't believe anything the left thinks, but because they watch mainstream media, they don't really know how crazy it is. And so I encouraged her to read that book. And that was probably 10 years ago. And it's interesting to me how many times that has come back. And she's said, wow, you know, this kind of sounds like that book you had me read. So.
Yeah. It's pretty terrifying, actually, considering the ultimate end.
Yeah, considering the ultimate end was somewhat fictional. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is no... Oh, wait. Spoiler alert. There is no Galt's Gulch. So we're stuck here.
Yeah. Unfortunately. And then really, I mean, Stuart Varney, for instance, on TV has even said, this is... Well, quoting Reagan, I guess, the last of hope. Where do you go?
Exactly.
Escaped socialism from other countries, and you come here to escape it. Where do you go after this?
Well, and we've heard that from all sorts of, oh my gosh, you know, Chinese dissidents. I just ran into a guy last night we've had on the program. They escaped from Iran years ago, and we had this exact same conversation. He said, you know, I came here to escape all of that, and now it's here, and they're the ones who are truly terrified because they know that there is nowhere else to go.
Well, we had a Chinese dissident just a couple of weeks ago that he's a professor, I believe.
He's a doctor. Everybody with the last name Chen is a doctor that we interview.
But his comment was...
I gave like three.
His comment was he could smell a communist a mile away, or smell communism a mile away, and that's he sees it. He sees it creeping up on us here.
Yeah, so we joke, but not because it's funny. It's because we're hysterical. All right, we have to take a really quick break and celebrate a little capitalism for 2 minutes. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to let Professor Ayers do all the talking. So, you know, that we'll just move out of the way. You can start wherever you like when we come back. You're listening to We the People. You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Recently, with a plain and simple dream, wanna infiltrate some third world place and topple their regime. Those men in black with their mansions, suitcases, where everything's on a need-to-know basis. Agents got that swagger, everyone's so cloak and dagger.
I'm feeling nervous, but I'm really kind of wishing for an undercover mission. That's when the red alert came on the radio, and I put my earpiece on. Got my dark sunglasses on, and I had my weapon drawn. So I get my hand. Shredding the bomb like it. And then my rise over enemy spies. I gotta neutralize today. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA. Yeah, it's a party in the CIA.
We've been dying to play that one again.
I love that.
Only Weird Al could spin the CIA into some sort of thing like that. But I know you were the NSA representative to the Counterterrorism Center at the CIA headquarters. So you weren't. I figured, well, you weren't really CIA exactly. So we could probably still make fun of it.
Oh, sure. I have a lot of CIA friends. They make fun of it, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. Actually, I saw some Secret Service people last night. They're not very fun, though. They all think they're very casual. They were all dressed in casual clothes, and it's like, I can totally tell what you are. And the guy's like, what?
Right.
They go, you must be the Secret Service guy. He goes, no. I go, yes.
Yes.
Because, see, when you say no, you should smile. They need, like, a special smiling, class so they could blend in more. They all look so serious.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but you're right. That's interesting.
Yeah, because you should look, like, hey, how's it going, and then be secretly checking them out. But instead, they're right. Secretly checking you out, and then they talk later, which is a dead giveaway. But I don't. With all this stuff that's going on, I don't know. You want to start with, the cyber stuff, or where's a good place for people who are kind of clueless about this, which would be us.
It all kind of links together. Actually.
Yes, it does.
I thought maybe I could start to kind of as a follow on to what Dr. Pry was saying last week, and then go into the cyber aspect of it, because I know he said that we might disagree. I don't think we do, actually. We actually agree to a large extent on the cyber issues. But clearly, and I think everybody's figured this out by now, any terrorist, criminal, near-peer, or peer, nation-state, any adversary who wants to take this on knows well that it has to take us down instantaneously and long term. It has to attack what we in the military call our strategic center of gravity. It's a Clausewitzian term, but essentially, center of gravity is the definition is the hub of all power and movement upon which everything depends. Now, it's interesting to me. It sounds exactly like the electric grid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And I happened upon electric grid issues when I was studying up at Najad in right after he was elected, right around 2005, 2006, 2007. I was writing papers about Iran and what Ahmadinejad's intentions were, his relationship with the Mahdi, and some of the weird statements that he was coming out with that to me indicated he had every intention of taking us on almost within the 2 years after his election, if you want to call it an election. He seemed to be discussing something like the takedown of the grid. Now, there have been various things that have happened during the period of time that he was president, which seemed to be indicative of his continued belief that the Mahdi was talking to him, the Mahdi was telling him what needed to be done, that he intended to do these awful things to us, essentially. And, interestingly, he was building a coalition that looks suspiciously like the same kind of internal coalition that the Ayatollah Khomeini had initially formed, the intellectual elites, the communist socialists, anyone that he could get together that had the same enemy, which then was essentially the Shah. He gathered together, and they were able to, of course, then overthrow the ruling structure in Iran, and then of course the Ayatollah turned on everyone else, purged the whole group, and it became the Islamic Republic. the Islamic Republic, which is still at war with us, I might say. They consider themselves still at war with us. But Aslan Qadijad was doing something on a worldwide basis, on a global basis, which I found interesting, if not pretty terrifying. He was putting together a coalition of North Korea, Russia, China, Venezuela, Ecuador, some of the criminal groups and the human smuggling groups that were occupying the area between Venezuela and the southern border of the United States. And it seemed that he was putting this together, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, in order to take down the United States. And there again, from the indications that I was seeing, it almost seemed like he was talking about something like an EMP. Now, why nothing happened during his period of time, perhaps we'll never know. I think there were certain times when they were close. There were certain times when they were close to hitting Israel, and something kept them from doing it. For instance, the reason that nothing was done to a larger extent against Israel was that right about the time they were preparing and almost prepared, or at least halfway to being prepared, was when the three Israeli soldiers were kidnapped, and then a war ensued, the Hezbollah, the Israeli war. Interestingly, Nasrallah later apologized for all of that. which is interesting. Nasrallah never apologizes to anybody for anything, but he was apologizing for having started this war, so apologizing essentially to the Iranian leadership. So anyway, that was kind of a long introduction to everything, but it seems and has seemed to me for a very long time, especially since the release of the EMP report, the commission's report on EMP in 2008, that people have been preparing this type of attack against us, or they've been considering it at least to be a feasible attack, and they know full well that that is the only way that they could take us down instantaneously and long term.
Well, and just in case they needed to know if it would work well, I mean, they could look at California and
exactly.
Obviously, people were turned to Jell-O in a matter of 2 days.
Wow.
Not real Jell-O, though, because they didn't have any refrigeration. But
oh, right.
You know what I mean.
I do. Yeah, the societal impact is just enormous. And I've all along the way, ever since I've met Peter, I've been talking to people. We started out kind of going out and having discussions on a regular basis together. We would have two prepared sets of remarks. But we would continuously hear the naysayers tell us, oh, the United States is too big, we're too militarily strong, nobody would ever try anything like that. Can't do it. And we keep hearing, if this is such a big problem, why isn't the U.S. government telling us it's a big problem?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I've had people say the exact same thing. Well, if it was a big deal, why would they be ignoring it? And I'm like, I don't know. Why can't the post office get us our mail in a couple of days?
Yeah.
Why do packages get lost? You know, why do people... It's government, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
Large and
yeah.
Ponderous and slow, and in a good way. I mean, that keeps us from being crushed instantaneously, but it also prevents us from finding solutions in a swift fashion.
Right. And unfortunately, too, I think our government is concerned if something is kept from the people and then forgot about. Like what the MP issue, I think, was essentially forgotten about. In 1990... everybody was our friend. The Russians were a friend. You know, the Berlin Wall came down, not 91. After the wall came down, it was almost like we just totally decided to do away with all of the worries and woes and all of the threats that we thought people had against us, or were all of the threats that we were assuming were out there against
us. Well, when times are good, you don't want to, you know, pound on all the bad things that can happen.
No.
Let's just enjoy the good
times. We don't
want
to be ready for anything. Yeah. That would be silly.
Exactly. Oh, right. Right. Well, and then at about the same time, we started with something called risk management, I think, although that was, it's a term that predated all of this, but it's something I think that came into being in full force right around that time, and has now gotten to the point where risk management is almost a way of dismissing anything that doesn't fall within a certain boundary. If worst case doesn't exist, because it's not something you're going to plan for, it's not something you're going to throw money against, because it rarely ever happens if then. And then you get to the point where you think there is no worst case because it never happens.
Well, the other thing too is if we stink at fixing it, I mean, let's really not draw attention to that, because then there'd be all this pressure to, you know,
right,
get a solution. We have to take another really quick break and celebrate a little capitalism. We did have a caller who phoned in to say that the book Atlas Shrugged changed their life. And
wow.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I've read it like three different times, probably once a decade. It's a huge book. The author is Ayn Rand, often incorrectly pronounced Ayn Rand, but it's A-Y-N. Last name is R-A-N-D. And you can find copies pretty much anywhere. And I really would encourage people to, I mean, read a little bit online. You'll be hooked. The characters are the most amazing of any book, movie, or anything that you've ever read. Bill's giving me the go-ahead sign. Look at you over there. He's a mute, but he can like hustle me along.
Official timekeeper.
You're the fun killer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
Well,
sunglasses on.
I got a song for you, fun
little,
killer.
I got a little squiggly.
Turns
thing
out
in my
I had
too.
A little vision. I picked the correct music, so we'll be right back. You're listening to We the People.
Funny girl, let it play.
Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Mako for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price, one-third less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burn barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood.
That's what our adversaries here playing when they think about us.
I love the selection of music. This is great.
Well, you're pretty fun. Peter doesn't laugh very much, so I'm always I can never tell if he's having any fun over there. Is he one of those people who laughs on the inside?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Okay. He likes to come back on, so I'm like, okay, he doesn't hate us, but he doesn't laugh. I'm like, that's so confusing for me.
He smiles, but you can't see that over radio.
But he's laughing on the inside. I had a feeling he was a laughing on the inside kind of guy. So what do we do with all these people that, all these things are a huge threat. And yet, and it's been identified, we've put all this out there. What's happening with, the whole concept of cyber warfare and EMP that's all tied together? Is there secretly movement under the surface? Or
I tend to think that there probably is. I can't, even if I knew exactly what there was, I couldn't talk to it. Except
no.
There are things... there are things that are coming along, and people are becoming much more aware of the problem. I believe, maybe the efforts that Peter's been making all of these years to try to get the public to understand what the problem is have finally come to fruition, because people, not only in the general public, are understanding the problem now, but people who were denying or never heard of it in the government are now talking about it, in the military too. I to backtrack a little bit, I think I was astounded when I started speaking about this kind of issue to my own students, military students. Many of them had never heard of the problem, never heard of an EMP.
Oh, really?
No, and I had, and this is a lieutenant colonel rank. That changed over the years, thankfully. Now, actually, in West Point, which is the academy, the lower level of service schools for the military, for the Army, West Point is doing a research project called Jack Voltaic, which you can find online. Jack Voltaic is not a person. It doesn't really mean anything other than its project name. But it's an interesting project that they have assumed to do. They want to build a framework which cities and communities can apply to address their own vulnerabilities, to find out what those might be and address some way to attack the problems that they see that are associated. Mostly their concentration is on cyber. So they started out with a one city, one sector, went into multi-sector, single city, and then and now they're focusing on a multi-sector, multi-city problem. So they're doing these exercises with the cities, with the communities, some military, some community, local government, state government personnel, and mostly focusing at the moment on cities that have to do with deployment, so that they can work out issues that might affect an efficient deployment of forces. But what they want to do in the long term is build a framework in which any city can pick up that framework and decide to do this on their own. I'm trying to get InfraGuard at the moment. I think we've got some InfraGuard interest in doing this to start looking at cities that they're associated with. And InfraGuard is across the United States. I don't know if you've had any interaction with that.
No.
InfraGuard is FBI public-private partnership. It's sponsored by the FBI. Anybody can join, but you have to go through a clearance of sorts. It's a supposedly up to a secret level clearance, but they do kind of a quick. I hesitate to say quick because it takes about a year sometimes.
it's a relative quickness.
That's government.
Right. Right. But you can, in some cases, you could actually just go to meetings while you've got your application in. It depends on the InfraGuard sector that you're talking to. For the most part, most of them have meetings and they have guest speakers and they talk about things that are going on. Many of them are like to focus on cyber issues. Some like to focus on just about anything that's a threat. But this would be a very, very good exercise that InfraGuard could sponsor to do something of importance to a community, to help them see where their vulnerabilities lie and how to who to look for help, and how to get help in terms of either mitigating against such things or building a plan on what to do afterward, because community response after the fact is going to be very, very crucial. If we were ever really attacked heavily by a cyber or an EMP event, we would absolutely need people in the community to know what would come next and what would be needed. Now, where Peter said that he thought we disagreed, he thought that they were spending way too much money on cyber. And initially, I agreed with his concept that cyber attacks really wouldn't be able to take down the country like an EMP would. I disagree with him now on that. I think he's changed his mind since then too, mainly because Russia has proven that they can take down sectors of the grid in Ukraine. They did that in 2015, again in 2016, both in December, I might add.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting, because I think, they made a point that they can do it, and they also made a point that they could do it at the worst possible time.
And do we know how they did that?
Yes, actually. There are different, because I can't get in, again, into the classified arena, but there's a... different malware, bits of malware that you can put into the system and you can put plugins into this malware. It's something that would allow you to get into the system, take over the system, and in the case of Ukraine in 2015, it actually allowed them to maneuver things and kind of watch what the responses were from the operators at the same time. So they were doing their battlefield assessment and intelligence surveillance while they were attacking. It was kind of a fascinating prototype of a large-scale attack.
Tells them what to do and invent the real thing. They know exactly how they're going to respond and how they can counter that. Yeah, that's smart.
Right. And then the next year, there was something called Crash Override, which was a malware framework. It was the first ever of its kind. Actually kind of automated the whole thing. While they didn't take down the grid for very long, a lot of people initially assumed, well, it wasn't that bad of a cyber attack because they didn't do as much damage in that respect. It was a much more damaging, potentially damaging software problem, a cyber problem. And it was called, I believe CBS, on one of their articles, called it a test run for a bigger target, which could include the U.S.
Well, that's relaxing.
Well, do you think we have safeguards in place that maybe the Ukraine didn't?
Well, that's debated. We probably do have safeguards in place, but we're also much more dependent on digitalization.
Right.
Ukraine was not anywhere near up to the digital point that we are in our evolution, if you want to call it that, of cyber systems on the grid. So they were saved from a larger, more destructive attack in both instances, whereas we may not be. And unfortunately, to a large degree, we've already come to the point where we've digitalized everything. We already really know that anything, even if it's offline, can be attacked. If it's digital, if it's computerized, it can be attacked. And each attack varies, because every time you do an attack, people think, well, I'll fix that. And then the next attack is something bigger, different. It bypasses the things that you may have done to obstruct the previous attack.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing about cyber is you can't keep up with what the threat actors are doing. You can't keep the defensive nature of cyber to a point where you can keep up and keep us from being attacked.
Well, look at for people who don't really understand the ins and the outs of all that, I mean, for the folks who haven't graduated to the flip phone yet, and maybe you're still repelling the debit card concept.
Hey, I have a princess phone in the nightstand. Come on.
I have a princess phone next to my bed, as a matter of fact.
I just found out the other day it doesn't work anymore.
It does work. If you call 911, it works.
It doesn't work.
Why do you think that's there?
Try it.
Did you call 911?
It's
when
digital.
I wasn't home?
It's digital. Those are analog. They don't work.
It's herbal herb? Oh, no, wait. That was shampoo. But for folks who don't really get that, for heaven's sakes, just look at how many times they hack into our banks.
Yes.
And this is a relatively limited private industry. I mean, they're not in charge of the whole world and data for the whole world. They're just in charge of their bank. And they'd like to keep their money and your money. They'd like to hang on to your money for you. And yet, on a fairly regular basis.
I mean, every day I hear stories of people that have their bank account hacked or credit cards or, you know, went to the gas station and got
hacked. And
here
they think they've got it all. You know, they're asking you for 19 versions of the same password. And then they, oh, we're sorry. We lost all your data and somebody hacked us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It happens all the time.
All the time, yeah. I mean, it's even gotten to the point where I hesitate to put anything online anymore, but you can't avoid it in our society.
No.
There's just no way.
No, you can't. You can't even check into a hotel without a credit card. I mean, you have to have it. So,
yeah. It's not operating in the... not operating in the digital world isn't really one of the choices.
No, not anymore.
You're a little hamstrung. Shoot, they don't even sell maps at gas stations anymore, so if you can't look it up on your phone, you can't get there from here. I just tried to help a friend get somewhere, and it's like, oh, you don't have MapQuest. Well, that's an interesting dilemma.
Yeah.
We don't have those dilemmas anymore so much.
But there again, GPS can be spoofed.
Exactly, which is how we all wind up, late to things. That's my excuse every time.
Yeah, right.
They spoofed my GPS.
My GPS got
I'm going to put that on my signature line for my email.
Oh, I love that.
It used to say, refer all spelling errors to the NSA, but then, that got tiring. And so, I think what? Bill wants to do the commercial break. Do it, Bill. Do it.
Okay.
We're taking a break.
And there's more.
No. We'll be back. Catch us online at wepeopleradio.us.
You read that right off my face, didn't
you? Yep, I did.
It's amazing.
That blank look.
We'll be right back.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back,
not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. North Korea slamming the U.S., South Korea, and Japan.
Pyongyang says the three countries are pushing to boost their trilateral military cooperation targeting the North, warning the move is prompting urgent calls for the country to reinforce its military capability. The statement comes as North Korea's neighbors say the country's ready for its first nuclear test in 5 years as part of its provocative run of weapons tests this year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
President Biden set to mark his second 4th of July since taking office, and he's finding it far different than it was just 1 year ago. His presidency has become bogged down. His approval rating in the last 12 months has gone down 20 percentage points. Also at townhall.com, thousands of residents in the outskirts of Sydney, Australia, have been evacuated as heavy rains leading to increased flooding in the area. Aaron Chamis reports.
Floodwater gushed down roads throughout the suburbs of Australia's most populous city. The roof of a lone blue car bobbed up from the water on what used to be a neighbourhood street. A severe weather warning was issued by the Bureau of Meteorology, warning of heavy rain, flooding and high winds. Authorities were calling the situation a life-threatening emergency. The conditions were compared to devastating floods in March last year. Emergency services said they conducted over 100 flood rescues and responded to over 3,000 requests for assistance within 24 hours. I'm Karen Chamas.
Amazon barring off-duty warehouse workers from the company's facilities, a move organizers say can hamper union drives. Under this policy, employees are barred from accessing buildings or other working areas on their scheduled days off and before or after their shifts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The Senate's top Republican blasting President Biden's suggestion the filibuster should be eliminated so Democrats can pass a federal law protecting abortion.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president was wrong to attack the U.S. Supreme Court during a NATO summit in Spain on Thursday, where Mr. Biden called the decision reversing Roe v. Wade outrageous. McConnell says, quote, attacking a core American institution like the Supreme Court from the world stage is below the dignity of the president. As for Biden's suggestion to circumvent the filibuster, he faces unanimous opposition from Republicans and has in the recent past also met with resistance from some members of his own party.
As announced this past week, the Big Ten has voted to unanimously add Southern California and UCLA as conference members beginning in 2024. Now, an official report say an additional six teams from the Pac-12 could be going to the Big Ten. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Dominic Byrne, the operations director of a charity helping the family of a British man captured in eastern Ukraine, says Dylan Healy was in Ukraine as a humanitarian volunteer.
What we know and have evidence of that Dylan Healy went over as humanitarian aid volunteer. And what we understand, when he was captured, he was actually trying to evacuate a lady and children south of Zaporizhzhia region within the Russian territories when him and poor Yuri were detained in late April.
A large chunk of a glacier in Italy's Alps breaking loose, killing at least six hikers and injuring eight others. Alpine Rescue Service officials say it could take a number of hours to determine if any hikers are still missing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That's you and Dr. Pry.
Yeah.
You guys roll in. They're all, that company again. Those guys. What'd you say your students call you, Dr. Doom?
Harbinger of Death.
Oh, Harbinger of Death. I'm sorry, Dr. Yeah. Doom was way too friendly.
So flattering. I'm blushing.
Oh, yeah, Harbinger of Death. Why didn't that just roll right off my tongue? But, you know, the truth is, it's funny, I had somebody call my office and they were, you know, going on about the state of affairs, and the guy had this solution, I won't go into it, but it was, we'll just say it was nutty. We were going to basically round up all the homeless people and make them work and stuff, and it's like, oh, okay.
You don't get to do
it's that. Mostly not ever happening, ever, and, you know, you might want to check into the California Bill of Rights for homeless people and, you know, all the other, I mean, they can poop on the sidewalk, so I think they're not going to be made to work. But anyway, so the guy goes, so what are you saying? I go, I'm crushing your dream. I'm just crushing your dream. Let's just get it out right now. It's just never happening. And the guy's like, are you saying it's never happening? I go, no, I'm saying it's never happening. So you see, we're all doing it in our own small way.
That's, yeah.
Yours are just lieutenant colonels, you know, that probably harder to crush their dreams, isn't it?
It's different.
Yeah. Different. Talk about a look.
Different.
By the time they get to the war college, they're all very, you know, A personality, type A personality.
Mm-hmm. We've weeded out all the old small fish.
Right.
The malleable fish.
Right. But several of them do definitely understand, and I've had some interesting papers that they've written along these lines. So I think, you know, we're getting back to the point. I guess what I was trying to say earlier is we knew that an EMP could happen all during the Cold War. It was all classified. So nobody other than the military and the certain portions of the government knew about it. Mm. But we've known pretty much since the Trinity test that this could happen. Now, we lost that knowledge for a good, 17 years, 19 years. But I think it's finally getting back to the point where the military acknowledges it, the intelligence community acknowledges it. We do have this problem. General Hayden, we talked to him about it at a certain point. I wasn't involved in this discussion, but I remember what he had said in a report that was done, something like, yep, that's a problem. Can't do anything about it. Let's go on to the next issue.
Oh, wow.
But I think he's even changed his mind since then. There are things, and this is where Peter comes in just fabulously. I think we can mitigate against this. We can be what Russia already is. They're hardened. China's already hardened. Iran doesn't want to be because they have this cataclysmic apocalyptic issue that they deal with, and North Korea doesn't have anything to harden.
No,
they've solved their cyber warfare threat.
Yep, just changed their
light
bulb.
Just make sure everybody's living in the dark after dark.
So is it a cost factor? Is it just an astronomical cost that they don't want to deal with?
It hasn't been a cost factor, and I don't. It was even less of a cost factor when it was identified in 2008. I think it's more. There are so many regulations that work against it. That's been part of the problem. There's this the risk management issue. Nobody wants to talk about it. Public utilities hate to talk about things that might raise their customers' rates, which to me is hollow. It's a hollow argument because how many times when we first had cell phones, for instance, and you get this long, long list of fees and things that were attached to your ability to have a cell phone. Did you end up questioning any of those fees? No.
You didn't know what they were for anyway, so.
Right, yeah, it's impossible to tell. At one point in time, and I think it's not that much different, it was less than $1 per year per ratepayer.
Oh, wow.
Which is
okay, that's just sad.
Nothing. You can't even argue with that.
Right.
Well, I mean, when you look at it just in California, the places that are served by Pacific Gas and Electric, which isn't the entire state. I don't know if people realize that, but that is not the entire state.
Pretty much all of Northern California, which they say Northern, but that's like Central California.
But the Northern County, couple of counties are
That's true.
Are Pacific Power. Yeah. The city of Redding is the largest city north of Sacramento. We're covered by Redding Electric Utility. So PG&E has a huge customer base, but they're forced to spend $2.5 billion a year on idiotic green crap. That's my scientific assessment there.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
but I mean, if they use that on, you know, maintenance and things that were not mandated for them to be out, you know, fishing for different form. I mean, we have tons of hydro here. We're not allowed to call that renewable. You know, yeah, I know. Go.
That is so bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Don't make sense of that. But we do that kind of thing, and yet money is a factor to harden the grid and deal with the cybersecurity issue.
Yeah.
So that makes it just 10 times more fake.
I tend to think, too, and I don't know all of the bits and pieces behind all of the issues, the specific laws, regulations, whatever that go into effect in this, but I know the NERC, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, is allowed to levy fines against their utilities, the companies, if there are any problems. And I think any specific problems that range in scale from rusty connectors in the distribution system to major problems with transformers or something. But when you have fines that are hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, for infractions, you almost get to a point as a utility that you hate to identify infractions. You hate to identify almost anything that might cause a problem, because then not only do you have to pay to have it fixed, but then you've got to pay.
Because you didn't fix it sooner, and yeah.
Yeah. And then there are other types of similar issues that are involved that keep the utilities from really wanting to discuss any problem whatsoever. I've heard one is, for instance, if they have any kind of additional equipment, for instance, that they have to accept that equipment, and even if it's paid for initially, they have to then accept all kinds of regulatory issues and documentation and manpower, anything associated with that equipment forever and ever. So, I think there are different reasons for different utilities, but what really gets to me, and I know to Dr. Pry, is this the lobbying by the utilities to keep any kind of legislation. You can understand, if you look at those kinds of things, you can understand why they wouldn't want more regulation. But when it's something that really is for our national security, and all they can do is pay money into the pockets of politicians in order to keep from fixing
something that's going to actually destroy the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, that seems a little counterintuitive, but we are that way sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, half of our population is accusing the other half of things that, they do. And there's a large part of counter.
We're gonna,
anyway, I'm sorry.
That's awesome. We can just, like, pick that scab right before the break. Get it over with.
Yeah.
It is. It is crazy, though. Some of the stuff. It's like, well, I have this penchant for listening to. I have kind of a rotation on my Sirius channels, on my six channels, and I'll go from the Progressive channel to the Patriot channel, because that's about as extreme as you can go. And then I swerve over to CNN, then I swerve to Fox, then I swerve to MSNBC, and
wow.
Back to Fox Business, and then Progressive again. And so every time somebody hits a commercial, I go to the next one. And it's like tapping into different universes.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's the same story. Only totally different.
Radically different take on it.
Yeah, it's frightening and bizarre, actually. So we're kind of excited that we have you as our hostage for the second hour, since we've, you know, kind of goofed off a little bit here. Everybody's like, oh, again, really? You're going to apologize and then keep doing it? Yes.
I greatly appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, you know, these topics actually are stressful and complicated. And they're not good 5-minute deals. And I'm going to post the Jack Voltaic 2.0 on the site right now, so
if we
want to talk about that, people can go in and reference that. You can find it at wethepeopleradio.us. We will be back with our friend Professor Cynthia Ayers. And that is all. Go on and read things. You have 5 minutes to do that, because the news will just be the same old stuff, just different spin. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Axiom Repertory Theater is proud to present Woody Guthrie's American Song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Experience the words and music of Woody Guthrie in this ensemble musical presentation for a limited engagement, June 10th through July 4th.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Tickets available at axraptheater.com.
This land was made for you and me.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere tractor dealer. They also handle the turf products. Go up there and see what they have in stock. They've got a big inventory of tractors and mowers and all kinds of stuff. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, or you can give them a call at 226-9226. They're also a Honda dealer now. They can fix you up with a Honda generator. Lots to choose from in stock, so go up and see them.
And Christmas is coming, so what if you wanted to say, get like a fun John Deere clock?
Yeah, you could get
or a steering wheel cover.
Yeah, you could.
Or toys.
Yeah.
Or little tiny clothes for small children with John Deere logos on them.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Okay, they got a lot of stuff in there.
They got a lot of stuff, yeah. Yeah, go up and see them. You can also get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
I only get to go there when the alarm goes off, so I'm just loitering, waiting for the burglars to leap out of the bushes.
Don't actually let her in the building, but she can look through the windows.
Oh, it's sad. So our guest for this show, and I have a feeling we'll have to force her to come back with us, because she's got a whole bunch of information. But Professor Cynthia Ayers, I'll give you the second part of her bio. She has a really fun first part. You should listen to the first part of the show. But she was, let's see what she's doing now. Where's the little blurb? Oh, it's, you know, stupid computers. We talked about cyber security, and I think somebody's just moving the page around just to screw with me. I'm going to blame it on the Chinese. They seem to be the ones that are doing most of that lately. Every time we do a show about them, by the way, our computers do malfunction and we have issues. Emails disappear, and that's a really neat trick when they're in your system and then they're suddenly magically not. And, oh, yes, I did check the deleted box and the archive. So anyway, Professor Ayers was employed as the Vice President of EMP Act America, a bipartisan, not-for-profit group working in support of the electric grid vulnerability mitigation. More recently, she worked as a temporary part-time, that sounds like one of those fake temporary part-time, actually full-time gigs as a research assistant with George Mason University's Learning Agent Center on a grant concerning artificial intelligence-based systems. Maybe that's what's doing it, it's artificial intelligence. She is currently working as an independent cyber warfare consultant. See, that's just like something rolls right off your tongue. What do you do? Oh, I'm an independent cyber warfare consultant. People are like, what? Within the Strategic Concepts and Doctrine Division of the Center for Strategic Leadership, U.S. Army War College.
Yeah. Can I get your IP address real quick?
And a senior advisor to the executive director of the Patuxent Partnership. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
That reminded me of Groundhog Day. I got all tangled up in Punxsutawney Phil. I was like, oh, that's not it.
That was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. The rest of your day is going to be super fun, Bill.
Yeah.
I got up really early. I got very little sleep. It happens every time. I don't know why it makes me so silly. Other people get all tired and dreary. Not me. And I'm really good in a crisis. In a crisis, this happens, too. This is also how I handle crisis. So if the EMP hits, you just call me up. Professor Ayers will have a much better time than you guys would be having.
Yes, absolutely.
If you need some comic relief, I'm your girl. So, you know, what does the Army War College do? Or maybe not what they do. What is it? Why do we have it?
It's a place where senior leaders go, lieutenant colonels and colonels, and they're our a percentage for each military service to have a certain, there's a certain number of foreign officers that come in to go through the same program. But it's a program culminating in a degree, in a master's degree in strategic studies for senior leaders, essentially. It's trying to, they go through the theory, they discuss current issues and have many different types of electives that are more focused into the types of things that they will be looking at when they leave the war college, essentially.
So are these people who have been out running the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines for a while, and then they go back and do this? Are they sent by their command? Is this something you raise your hand and volunteer for? Like, how do you wind up there? And how big is it?
It's my impression that it's kind of both. You do kind of volunteer, but they also just send you. It depends on a lot on your career progression.
Sure.
But,
yeah, like if you're not very good at that, they probably don't send you. Like, they don't ever want you to be in charge of anything. Don't give that guy any more information.
Right. Yeah. As far as how big is it, well, the Army War College isn't as big as some of the others. There's the Marine War College, which is smaller. Naval War College, I don't remember exactly what their size is, but I want to say it's smaller. The Air War College, probably similar. And then there's the National War College, and then there's NDU, the National Defense University, which is kind of similar. But the Army War College has about 350 plus students every year that are residents, and then a larger population of distance ed. The distance ed students go through 2 years of a program and come to the War College for the summer, essentially, for the 2 years that they're enrolled, and then they graduate with a master's degree. So it's an extensive program. They're thinking deeply about the threat, about military options and issues, and theory like Clausewitz or Sun Tzu or Sun Tzu, as many others like.
Sure.
I was told by a gentleman who studies nothing but Chinese information warfare that it's Sun Tzu. So I have a hard time trying to figure out who's going to understand.
I was going to say, but then nobody knows who you're talking about.
Right.
You're relegated to just calling it the Art of War, which could mean anything.
Right. Yeah. but essentially, that's what they do. It's fascinating. I went up there with some trepidation because coming directly from NSA as a civilian, teaching, especially teaching at the time, I was teaching information warfare and cybercrime and cyber warfare, which kind of at some point fell out of favor, both of those. And then I started teaching intelligence applications. But it was definitely an interesting and really a good opportunity to understand more about government in general and the military specifically, and what we're up against. I thought I knew when I was, especially after being in the counterterrorism center during 9/11, but I was able to get a much more strategic outlook on what the world was facing, and it got scarier by the year. So.
Oh, well, that's relaxing. So your classes, is back to being cyber
warfare.
Mostly cyber connected.
Yes, yeah. The classes that I deal with at the War College now are mostly cyber. Yes. Yeah. Now, as Dr. Price said, I mean, he was a little toward discouraging the way. Well, he was saying that much more money is given toward the cyber issue than he believed. Has been given toward other things like the MP issue, and I would agree with him on that. One of the things that happened along the way, we were being totally ignored for quite a while, but about 2012, mid 2012, all of a sudden we started getting an awful lot of activity from the government on critical infrastructure issues, but it was all on cyber. And it was all very doom and gloom. SecDef and Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Janet Napolitano, the president himself, just about anybody who was anybody that had anything to do with, NSA chief, you name it. Anybody who had anything to do with cyber issues or had in their reporting line any kind of cyber issues were in panic.
Oh.
It was very odd to watch. It was mid 2012 through the executive order period that President Obama gave an executive order in January of 2013, and through the middle of 2013. And the explanations given varied slightly, but only slightly. And SecDef, Leon Panetta, just came out and said, if you take down our grid, if you take down our life systems, that will be an act of war. So, which was totally unheard of at the time, that,
sure,
that a cyber attack could be called an act of war.
And do you think that all of a sudden interest in 2012 was due to their lack of knowledge in that field, or an increase in cyber activity?
I think they found something that had been in the systems for quite a while that shook them to the core.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was black energy from all of the open source information that I've seen. And again, this is all open source. From what I've seen, I believe they realized that Russia had implanted black energy malware into our systems. It had been there for a while, and it shook them.
Well, they gave the House of Representatives over to the Awan brothers, so.
Right.
You know,
after
like,
that, things kind of went.
Yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers, like right there in plain sight, and oh yeah, nothing happened to them. We have to take a really quick break, but I would be remiss not to note that this show is airing originally on November the 10th, 2019. And November the 10th is what is the special day today, Bill?
It's Veterans Day.
It's the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh boy,
you're just lucky they didn't kick in the door and come and throw you to the ground.
Still.
I'm not taking him to the birthday ball tonight. They would find out. They would know. I would be in peril. How many? Too much?
That was over the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how many years?
Oh, dear.
4.
244 years. I'm totally giving him hand signals.
Yeah, I don't get the hand signals. I'm not good at that.
I was trying to help you there. 244 years we have had the Marines. So, it's a good song going out to the Marines because it's fun.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a 4th of July sale. Now through Monday at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Celebrating Independence Day, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features a variety of antiques and treasures, jewelry, desks and dressers, dolls and toys, and so much more. On sale now. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. I'm steady, I'm true down to the core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Boy, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soul. An American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take the stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
Nobody says thank you for your service like Toby Keith. I don't think. Not today, anyway. So, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for all those who are serving and who have served. And the Marine Corps is how many years old today, Bill?
Oh, it's 244.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. Got it. You've been redeemed.
I'm trainable.
Let's get Bill over there to that Army War College. You got some good material here, Professor Ayers.
Absolutely.
He's like a sponge. So they're there for 2 years, and they go back to their command, because I'm assuming if you're a colonel and different things like that, do you have to be a, you know, do you have to have been there a certain amount of time? I mean, do you have young people? Are they old? Or
it
guys
that
have been around a long time? Ladies?
And the ones that are residents are there for 1 year, but there are some, they all look young to me anymore because when I...
You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Have you ever just talking about that?
My son is actually older, I think, than some of them.
Yeah, that's spooky, but, huh? Yeah, the Secret Service guy last night, I'm like, how long have you been in the Secret Service? He goes, 2 years. I was like, what are you, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so what were you going to, I mean, like, what didn't make it in your career path since you just decided 2 years ago? Like, are you going to be like a fireman or a policeman? You just decided you're going to be a Secret Service guy.
And as he shook his head, like, who is this?
He's like, oh, wait, I think that the majority leader's having a problem. I got to go. All right, I was curious.
Well, yeah. I've always wondered about FBI, because when I was graduating from high school, we were trying to pick careers of certain types. And my godfather had been in the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover, but it was FBI. And I always
back when cross-dressing was really cross-dressing.
Right, exactly.
Back when we had two genders and it was called cross-dressing. Hey, we had a little confab about this over email, Bill. You weren't involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
We already laughed about
and
this.
It was in the closet.
Privately.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I tried to see, women were finally being admitted into the FBI, but at the time, and I don't know if it's even on the internet or if there's any archives of this particular period of time at all, but according to what I had read when I graduated, a woman had to, I think it was, you had to weigh 180 pounds and, be a certain height. So it was literally they wanted women to conform to all of the specifics that men had to conform to, including weight and height and all of that.
You had to be an Amazon.
Did you have to be able to grow a beard? They're not allowed to have beards.
That, thankfully.
Guess that was out.
But I would have had to have grown about a foot and gained an awful lot of weight.
Eat three chickens a day.
You're right.
So they said, hey, you shrimpy girl, you go over to the NSA and go listen to people.
Exactly, yeah.
You go tell us what's going on. How'd you wind up over there?
I joined the Army. There were so few in 1972. There were so few things that women could do back then, and I was told when I graduated from high school, I was told I could be a GE. My grades were so good, and I was in the top levels of the student body. I could be a secretary or a nurse,
and president of PTA.
Yeah, something like that. So I decided to join the Army because the Army was looking for women at that point in time. It was just exactly when they were starting to bring more and more women into the Army. But still, we were not allowed to go into most of the occupational designations. So I ended up being a MORSOP. And how that worked out is it was called the Army Security Agency back then. It's now INSCOM. But I was brought into this little room and told, we got a deal for you. You're great. Your scores are perfect for the ASA. And I said, oh, what do they do? We can't tell you.
Oh, that narrows it down.
That's my kind of job there.
They're like, that's super cool. I just carry around this blank index card as my business card.
But that's kind of, it was the only thing that really struck me as being perhaps something that was potentially interesting. So
that my interest.
And I became a Morse code operator, which then transferred into, I spent 7 years in the Army. So I went from being a WAC, a Women's Army Corps member, to being a generic member of INSCOM, and then I was able to transfer over to NSA. It took almost a year to get my clearance redone, but yeah, it was that was really my entrance into NSA, which I will always be grateful of. It was the opportunities that I've been able to get just from having been in the military have been fabulous, especially for somebody my age. You know, these things just weren't done back then.
Well, when did we invent the NSA?
I want to say it was 47.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was. It had an interesting evolution too, and it started out as being the technicians, those who were crippies, mathematicians, those who did the work, essentially. And then eventually, especially by the time I left, it was more of an agency of engineers, computer scientists, who weren't incapable of doing the work. It was more that because those kinds of people demanded more in terms of monetary satisfaction, if you will. They ended up being pulled in and then brought up to leadership levels. And it can be debated as to how good engineers are at managing.
I've spoken to engineers before. I relate to that.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting, too, when you get into the intelligence world, that different agencies act in different ways. And have you ever heard of a Myers-Briggs?
Oh, yes. I'm an ENTJ.
I'm an INTP.
Oh,
wow.
Well, there you have it.
That's right.
Everyone at home, shout it out. Bill's like, what are they saying?
You know, I've forgotten even what they mean. Intuitive.
I'm obviously the extrovert one. That'd be my E part. I rope in people like you and make you laugh online, you know, on the air.
I'm a GRT, G-U-I.
Yeah. Forget your admission to the war college there, bud. Right. You're out.
But each one of these organizations has a different personality.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really evident when you go from one, like NSA is essentially mostly ISTJs, so we're all introverts and judging. Things that are considered not necessarily for CIA work, which you have to be an extrovert, and someone who will go out with them.
You guys are the lurkers.
Yeah.
You're always out there.
Lurkers.
You're always out there lurking. Bill, that's what you could be. You could be a lurker.
Yeah.
A lurker, yeah.
There you go. If you were younger,
well,
you could be a looker, but that's out.
Yeah.
Got to kind of be a girl for that.
Face for radio.
Yeah. You meet the height requirement, though. Bonus.
Yeah. There are actually jokes about NSA. Why do NSA people look at the other person's shoes? How can you tell an introvert from an extrovert? I'm sorry, I ruined the joke.
Classic introvert problem.
Right. Yeah. The introvert looks at his shoes, and the extrovert looks at the other person's shoes.
Oh. And it's funny if you work for the VA. Speaking of shoe jokes, if you work for the VA. Real story, got a new underboss or whatever he is for the health administration here in Northern California. He's sitting right next to his boss. They both have their legs crossed, and they're wearing the exact same shoes. I looked at the guy. I go, so did you get the job because you wore the same shoes as the other guy? And he goes, what? I go, did you get the shoes before the job interview or after the job interview? He didn't even notice he was wearing the same shoes. He's not qualified to be in the NSA or anything else.
Nice.
Have to bring in the behavioral analysis people on that one.
Oh, right.
Keep them in the closet. Well, we found a good song for you. We found a good theme song for you. So we will play that now. You're listening to Read the People Radio. Oh. Here's Professor Ayers in music.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Thank you. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a 4th of July sale. Now through Monday at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Celebrating Independence Day, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features a variety of antiques and treasures, jewelry, desks and dressers, dolls and toys, and so much more. On sale now. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45's. call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.